Yeah, I can hear. Why is it showing that you're not in Discord right now? Why don't hold me? Why is it showing that you're not in Discord right now?
I'm under the radar.
Why?
I'm ducking the feds.
Why,
brother.
Jim? Why?
Nah, I don't know.
What are you doing?
Oh, I think I set it to invisible.
But why?
I was bored.
You weren't just bored. There's a reason.
I saw the option, I think, like last time I was on with you.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, shit. This, usually if I see an option on any app, I'll choose it.
Why is that not on Instagram?
I don't know how to do it on Instagram, but if there is, I will.
I said, why is Ed not on Instagram?
Oh, I don't know. I hate him.
It's killing me. It's killing me.
Well, he did reply that one time, and it made me less mad, but then he stopped.
It made me more mad.
definitely made me less mad.
He's there. Like, he could do it. He just does it.
I know, but when he wouldn't at all, I was fuming.
Here's what's going to make me more mad. I DM'd him on Instagram to be on the show today. And then later on, I DM'd him on Twitter. If he replies to that Twitter message before the goddamn Instagram, I swear I'm going to lose my mind.
Of course he will.
Why, though? I don't want to talk to him on there. I want to talk to him on Instagram.
I forgot how much he pisses me off.
What?
It's annoying, you know?
You kind of like him coming on just once in a while?
Even not even that. He's annoying. He just says, like, whatever he can to just be the opposite of everyone else's opinion. He's just...
No, he doesn't. That's not
he's
true.
He's annoying.
That's not true.
All right, well, don't make it serious. We're fucking around.
Well, I mean, you said... Well,
don't turn the light off and leave the room. I'm just saying. Can I shit on him for a second?
Well, yeah, you shit on him, but shit on him for the right reason, you know? Shit on him for...
That
like
is the right reason.
But it's wrong, though.
He just has a wrong opinion about everything.
Oh, well, that's different.
But he does it purposely. That's the thing, though. He does it just to be like that emo kid.
No, I really do think that's how he thinks.
No.
I think
he tests the water and then he goes, all right, everyone's saying this, I'm going to say this.
No,
and that's just as gay as
I don't think so. Because if it's something that he agrees with, he'll say, oh, I agree with that. I like that. Like, he'll say that. He doesn't just go against it just to go against. Like, it is gay when someone's only personality trait is playing devil's advocate. It's just like, okay, you said the opposite thing. Like, I don't like. There's no point for you to even speak because we know you're going to say the opposite thing. So, you know what I mean? But he doesn't do that.
He said Shane Gillis isn't funny.
That one kind of took me off my chair.
I've never heard someone say that in my... I said that, dude.
What are you talking... I used to say that.
No, you said it. You said I don't know him.
Yeah, I kind of never gave him a chance, to be fair.
Ed was like, no, I know him, and he's not funny. I'm like, how do you...
That I didn't understand.
You only have that opinion if you're trying to have that opinion.
No, I think... because here's the thing. I don't understand it because as much as I love Ed, he is quintessential semi-fat Florida trash. You know what I mean? So, like, Shane Gillis is humor.
I do forget he's fat.
A roughly 86% of 30-plus-year-old men in Florida like Shane Gillis' humor. Love Shane. The fact that he doesn't fall into that blows my mind.
It's almost like he's trying to have a different opinion.
That was weird. To be fair, we were so thrown back, we didn't go in on that more. We didn't go, wait, hold on. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know what was going on. I think we were talking about E.T. at that time.
Something like that. We were on to more important things.
Yeah.
Like Brandon.
And watching that boogie video from the guy that does the cum challenge.
Yeah.
We should, I should get that guy on the podcast. I'd be like, yeah, dude, you're fucking, dude, that guy's cartoons make things so much funnier. It's crazy how, like, it's not like some insanely hard animation, or maybe it is, I don't know, but it's just something about it.
It's so, it's good, yeah, the way it's timed.
It's timed perfectly. You know what's crazy? it's so funny. And then there's that like really shitty animation. We talked about this, but for a brief moment, this is one channel that like, he kind of does a Mr. Pickles type animation, but for like really popular people. And those things get millions of views. And it's just like, that's not even an original type of animation. And that shit's so popular. Where like this guy's stuff is like only people that probably know the podcast or whatever watch his videos. And they're so fucking good.
Right.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No. I didn't even know this guy until you showed me.
No, that makes sense. The other guy, we've talked about it before. I'm trying to think. He did one about Logan Paul, and he just takes popular figures and makes them like look gross, and that's his gimmick.
Oh yeah, no, I hate that guy
because it's not an original type of animation. I've seen that, but even before
it's just Adult Swim.
Yeah, even before Mr. Pickles, that type of shit existed. Now, I mean, like I've seen them. They're just kind of mid videos. However, I guess it's because they're so popular. My brain's like, well, that shouldn't be as popular. However, it is. So it is what it is. But
yeah, and it's always geared in one direction too. Like the few I've tried to watch, it's always coming from one viewpoint. Then I don't share, so I'm just like, oh, this guy's kind of gay. He's always kind of like just shitting on popular people. It'd be funny if he tried to defend it.
Yeah, it seems like a boring, easy way of making.
We get it. Logan Paul sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, you got a lot of likes. Good job. That was hard.
It does feel like that. It feels exactly like that.
Yeah.
Where the other one's just the guy. I think the channel's called Saul. I think that's the main channel.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, but I thought I saw that type of animation on another YouTube channel also. I don't know if it's owned by the same person or not. See, so I don't want... Gotcha. But yeah, the main one is called Saul, or at least one of the main ones, because that's usually where I see them. And his videos just seem more... Oh, this is a clip that I thought was funny. Let me make an animated version of it. That's it.
Yeah.
Not trying to take a side, it just making it... funnier, making it a visual version of it.
And it doesn't seem like he's like picking like the most popular. It seems like literally he's listening to the podcast and is like, oh, I want to make a thing of this.
100%.
Like, it's a funny moment.
Yeah, based on the ones he's done, they are moments where it's like, oh, this guy listens. Like,
yes,
hands down, this guy listens to the fucking content. Because if he doesn't, like, it just wouldn't make sense. Maybe like at one point he's become popular enough where people are sending him in clips like, yo, do this. Hey, on this episode at this timestamp, do this one. And then he listens back on, oh, shit, that's a good idea. However, it does seem as if he's a big listener of that show.
Yeah, I listened to one after we did, like once we got off. It was like Nick fighting with Stavros, but it was like it turned into like a real fight.
It was one of the funniest things where he starts talking about his ankle. Diet. Yes.
Yeah. And then he, and like Stavros actually gets mad. Like he's actually upset.
And he draws
like, I don't want to talk about this on the fucking podcast.
Going into the back of the room. It was one of the funniest things. Dude, the animation. The animations are insane. They're fucking insane.
Yeah.
There's one where like a bunch of like people with Down syndrome get AIDS because they were cutting their hands on opening Thin Mint cookies too aggressively and high-fiving each other. I was fucking crying. I sent it to my girl and she's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, it's fucking hilarious. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was funny. I just love that clip because it's like, they both have really good points, you know? Where Stavros is like, dude, you're just a fucking dick, which he is, but he's also like, yeah, but I'm also like, you shouldn't be fat. Like, I care about you, you're going to die. Like,
I've never met two people argue while, you know, different viewpoints while both being 100% right. Yeah. Like, it's like, yes, you are a dick / asshole. And it's like, yes, you are eating yourself to death.
Yeah.
I think in that clip, his point is, you're what you're saying may be true, however, the way you're saying it isn't helping.
Yes, and also that, like, talking about on the podcast isn't going to help. People are just going to shit on me. Like, he is 100% right, but then yes. Nick's also 100% right that, dude, you're going to die. You're, like, fucking 350 pounds.
The only thing that's in there that could be subject to someone being right or wrong is what he's saying helpful? And obviously you're going to get people, of course it's helpful. The truth hurts. It's like, yeah, however, just because something's helpful for you doesn't mean it's helpful for someone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like not, and that's the thing. It's like, oh, you're telling me if he ate less, that wouldn't be helpful? It's like, no, that's not the point to be had here. It's the way it's being communicated to someone. That is, again, that's the gray area there.
Right. You're going to die.
By the way, for someone who never listened to a full episode of Come Town or the Adam Freeland show, who has seen clips, and I've been watching some clips now also of the Adam Freeland show, I have never seen in my, I maybe it makes sense because podcasts aren't 100% like new, but I have never seen in my lifetime a group of people self-destruct a podcast in greater fashion than what that show has transpired. Like, it is monumental. It went from, like, the number... Didn't you say, like, it was the number one or one of the top Patreon...
Yes, it was podcasts, for a long time.
To, like...
By far, too. It wasn't even close.
Where every time I hear a clip now from the show, it sounds like a microphone in a toilet getting shit. Like, it literally sounds like shit.
And, dude, not to shit on the show at all, but, like, it became that not because it was the best podcast, but just because they were the first ones to do, like, the let's do an extra episode on Patreon. Like, that business, no one else was doing that. It was like, and now everyone does it.
I'll also say this.
So they, like, kind of paved the way for that.
I'm at the point where I hate hearing guests on anything. They, like, dude... When it was just those three guys talking, again, didn't listen to a full episode, but the clips were so fucking funny. Every now and then there'll be a clip I hear with, like, a guest on it, and I'm like, tell that guest to shut the fuck up.
I didn't know they had guests.
Shut your mouth. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm trying to hear these three people talk. Well, technically two, and then every now and then Adam would chime in. I told you there had to be a reason why he was, like, part of the pot. Remember when you were like, yo, if Nick Mullins isn't 90% beneficiary, he must be, like, doing something behind the scenes. And lo and behold, he was definitely one of the, he's definitely one of the main, like, behind the scenes guys.
What? Who? The Adam guy?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, true. What was he doing? Like, marketing or some shit?
Oh, I mean, to be fair, I have no proof of anything. I'm just talking out my fucking ass here, dude.
No, because I'm just not familiar with that podcast. I tried to listen to it before a full episode, but it's, in my opinion, it was really boring, the episode I tried to listen to.
The Adam Freeland show?
No, Come Town.
Oh, without Stav or whatever?
Yeah, like, remember around the time we started watching all the, like, clips on YouTube and talking about it?
Remember when we started watching Chips?
Yeah, around the time we started watching all the clips, I was like, oh, this podcast is hilarious. I'm going to actually listen to it, and I just couldn't.
Wait, I thought
those highlights are highlights for a reason.
I thought you listened to Come Town before we
ever... Never in my life.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
No. I had only heard clips.
Oh, okay.
But I was familiar with Nick Mullen because he would come on Legion of Skanks and other podcasts.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you knew about Nick Mullen and Come Town before me. However, you didn't listen to full episodes. Okay.
Nah, for some reason, it's just, you'd think it would be perfect. Like, especially going off the highlights, like, it would be right up our alley. I'm not into it. Not the actual episodes. It was like 40 minutes of literally, like, not one funny joke. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Really?
It might have just been a one-off, though. I just picked a bad episode, but...
You listen to full episodes of Matt and Shane, right?
Yeah, every single one, yeah.
And that... Now, I've tried to watch clips from that. I don't know, dude. It just doesn't resonate for some reason.
Mm.
Again, when I hear clips from Come Town, I go to the ones that there's animations of.
Right.
So maybe
if
there was animations for Matt and Shane, but it's like... I'll listen to it and I'll go, yeah, this seems interesting. 8 minutes? Nah, I'm all right. And I'll just, that's it. After 30 seconds, I'm gone.
I wonder why that is. Matt and Shane, it's definitely like there's a lot of inside jokes, like too many. That'd be a criticism, I would say, actually, is sometimes they just like will not shut up about inside jokes. So if you're just going in blind, I've never really listened to their highlights because I listen to the full episodes, but I could see that. I could see why it would be like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Plus, Matt is just weird, so he'll bring a flute. It's like, dude's always doing something weird.
You told me, you're like, oh, you remind me of Matt because you're always doing weird
you
shit.
You do. You are fucking Matt McCusker, 1,000%. You're always doing some weird diet or some weird fucking thing, or you're into some new hobby. Like, shut up.
I never once brought a flute to the goddamn show.
No, but I wouldn't be shocked if you were start playing a fucking flute, my girl, and fucking we're going to a show, a flute show. I'd be like, ah, par for the course.
We're going to teach people who have disabilities how to play basketball.
Yeah, how to fucking, like, what the fuck?
Oh, dude, by the way, I'm with my girl, right? And we're doing that. And we're doing these drills with these guys. And by the way, nicest people in the fucking world. I mean, swear, I really want to do it so much more again. It was like some of the...
Like the retarded guys or the people helping or both?
No, the people helping actually were cool. I thought they were like some of them were going to be cunty or whatever. No, they were actually cool as fuck. They got it. But I was talking about the actual like dudes.
Like Special Olympics guys.
The first word you used was correct. Retarded. So we're doing drills with them. We're like, after each drill, we high five. This is literally the first thing we did, right? And we're going back and forth. And me and my girl are going back and forth. And of course, Jeb. of course. Who, by the way, guy was one of the nicest people in the world. But the guy I was high fiving with, just finger in the nose, like 98% just hands and mouth, nose. And then boom, high five. And she's looking at me and I'm looking at her like, yep. And she's like, we can switch if you all are. No, I'm living in this now, baby. Let's do it. At one point I just started going in for double high fives. I'm like, fuck it. Let's lock hands. I kept going to her. I was like, I can't wait to tell Jem about this. I cannot wait. Yeah. And she started laughing. I'm like, this is great. I'm already feeling sick.
Yeah, at that point, you just gotta go with it, though.
No, at that point, I was like, I'm diving into the pool. I don't even care anymore.
You're not gonna be the guy who's like, ew.
No, what the fuck? No, dude, fuck it.
You're gonna think you're fucking gay.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, all of a sudden, they all go, ah, who's this gay guy? We don't allow you here.
That's awesome. So it was fun.
It was fun, and a couple of those guys had a fucking shot. Like, they wouldn't miss a shot. And I'm like, dude, what the you're making me look bad here. Good. Yeah, dude. I was happy we didn't do any one-on-one drills because I'm like, yeah, I'm not trying to get crossed up by a dude with polio. This is fucking crazy.
Crossed up. Were they like Down syndrome or just everything?
It was like a Chex mix bag, dude. Like, you were pulling out fucking rye chips and fucking Twizzlers.
Now,
it was like mix.
This may seem like a retarded question, but does Special Olympics also include people who are fine in the head but also in like wheelchairs, or is there a separate thing for that?
Because you asked it, I just thought of all the reels you sent me of like people in wheelchairs playing soccer. Because
you know what I mean, though. People in wheelchairs, no, but they're fine. And
that's a good question. I didn't ask. I didn't think to ask that. That's I don't know. I feel like it does because I feel like I've seen clips from Special Olympics where like it's like, all right, here's our paralyzed luge team or something. You know what I mean? Like so. I want to say yes, however, I don't have an actual answer. And I'm trying to think of, like, the people we were playing with.
It was all, like, mental. Oh, is that, like, the Paralympics or something?
Oh, that's right. I think Special Olympics is different than Paralympics. You're right. I think there's a Paralympics. Hold on. Let's look at it. I'm going to Google
this. That word just popped into my head. I might have made it up, though. Paralympics.
No, I think Oh, yeah.
Oh, but
there are several different differences between the two organizations. Still, the main difference is Paralympics focuses on individuals with physical disabilities, while Special Olympics specifically showcases those with intellectual. All right, so there you go.
You learn something new every day. So it is just retarded people.
It was all retarded people.
Were there retarded people in wheelchairs, though?
No wheelchairs. There was no wheelchairs.
Okay, because they probably have to go into... Is there a separate, like, for retarded and...
Is there a special Paralympics? Dude, what the fuck? What games are they playing? Who can roll down the hill faster?
Was that just the name, or were you actually playing with people who were, like, in the special... Like, they were, like, top of the...
I don't know about...
Or are they just like the average retarded guy playing basketball?
No, I really do think it was part of the special because they were...
They had like medals and shit.
Oh, no, there wasn't medals. It was practice. Why would you practice with your medal?
No, but I mean like...
Oh, they, was this like...
They
cream,
have earned medals.
Was this cream of the crop or what? No.
Yeah, were you with the gold medalist guy?
I would assume if there was ever an event that gave you a participation medal... I would assume it's the I feel like everyone there would have a medal.
Everyone gets, yeah.
Yeah, if there's ever an event that does participation medals.
It's true.
The Special Paralympics, Jesus Christ. Who can go through this marathon with their wheelchair battery staying alive? Like, I don't even know what the fucking events would be.
I know. Well, at that point, if you're retarded and in a wheelchair, like, what can you even do? I don't even think you can function, let alone play basketball.
No, that's not true. Dude, it was really really cool. There was one guy there who also had a great shot. Like, what the
fuck? What do you mean that's not true? Shut up.
Well, no, hold on. I'm trying to wait. Let me just say one thing.
Have you ever seen a retarded guy in a wheelchair? They're always being pushed. I've never seen a guy pushing himself if he's retarded and in a wheelchair.
Here's the thing that always blows my mind. There's always that one guy, whether you go to a theme park or an amusement park or whatever, he's got his wheelchair, mouth wide open, and his one arm's always up with his wrists. Like,
yeah.
It's the same
that
guy.
That guy's not playing sports.
He might be a gold medalist. You don't know. that's actually one of the events. Who can strike that pose the best? Yeah. He trains year round.
Yeah, it's like that ninja one where they have to like go in a certain shape and the wall comes. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, American Ninja Warrior or just regular Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, where that like wall will come with the one cutout and they have to like go in position.
Oh, I remember that one. The foam cutouts.
Yeah.
Dude, I wanted that show to be good so bad, but every time, like, the foam, no one did it right. They could have made those holes a little bigger. I mean, Jesus Christ, people.
Yeah, I feel it's always easier sitting at home watching, though. I'd always be like, oh, I would have done that.
You know what it is?
I could have. That was easy. How'd he mess that up? Meanwhile, I was trying so hard.
They got too scared quick. Like, you could tell.
Yes.
They were struggling. No, I'm not talking about the contestants. I'm talking about the people who hosted who put on the show. You could tell that they were struggling from ratings right away because, like, within a few episodes, it's like, well, let's get a really fat person to try this. It's like, dude, I don't know, maybe make the show better and, like, come on, like, let's not do a gimmick. This is stupid now.
Right, right.
But dude, there's always that one guy.
There's always that one guy.
Oh, what I was going to say, though, there was this one guy who, like, had his mom there helping him throughout the whole day. Dude, this mom, I wish I had that kind of energy. I really do. She was the most caring woman ever.
Was she hot?
She was old as hell, man.
Oh, okay.
She's like 50s, 60s.
I was just trying to make sure whether you were being genuine or she was just a hot chick. You're like, yeah, she was the best mother. Like, yeah, she was just horny.
No, she was a mom. She was a straight up mom.
True. That's nice.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Sounds like something different at least.
It was fun. It was. And I actually, as gay as this is, I want to do it again so bad.
Yeah, 100%. By the sound of it, it sounds like something that'd be fun to try.
Right.
Just as like an experience, be like, and plus you're like helping people out too. That's cool.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know how much I actually did, but it was fun.
A fun date though. That's a good date. I'd feel weird going alone.
Oh, dude, if I was there alone,
just showing up, like, they're like, "What are you doing? Are you trying to get good karma or something? Get the fuck out of here."
I wouldn't be able to do it alone. No way. Not no way. Not no how.
Nah, that's something you do with either a friend, family, or like a date.
Yeah, I'd be scared. I'd be too like.
How would you even do it? Do you just like
one
go
starts
there and
crying
say,
like? Ah, no.
You just say, "I want to help." It's,
yeah, you just volunteer. You just put
no, like background checks. You just, hey. Yeah. You just walk up to the gym and go, "Hey, can I push this guy?"
You'd have to be a real boss to like fucking go, "This is..."
No, but I mean, there's no like paperwork or anything. You just saw it going on and you walked in.
She chose to volunteer for it and then goes, "Hey, do you want to volunteer too?" And I'm like, "Sure." So then, you know, they like, you just like give them your name and everything and they're just like, "Cool."
Yeah.
It's not, it really wasn't that hard. Maybe it wasn't the Special Olympics. Maybe it was just some dudes.
Might have been.
And girls. Dudes and girls.
You know those people who think that Helen Keller didn't exist?
They don't think she exists?
Yeah, they think it's like all like a conspiracy. Like,
I don't know, dude. I don't care. I don't care.
There's like no way she'd be able to. I think that I might be misrepresenting, but people think, there but is, I think
there was an Instagram post I saw today or yesterday. It was about P. Diddy.
Oh yeah, that I've heard a lot about him.
She was talking about, if you think that this isn't just the tip of the iceberg, you are like da 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 da. Like this is a cover up. He is a fall guy. The da da da. They're not gonna like, and then comments. They're not gonna release the list just like they didn't really. And I'm just like, and I even replied. I was like, "Oh yeah, this is real. This is, oh wow, yeah." You said something that I would say if I was 15. Like, wow, you really opened my mind.
Yeah, I don't get the whole P. Diddy thing. I mean, our whole life, there's been that rumor that he's, like, gay or whatever. I hate when shit like this happens and people act like it's new. It's like, dude, I've been hearing my entire life, people have been saying P. Diddy's gay. You know? And Drake Bell got fucking porked in the ass. You hear about that?
I did. I saw it. I didn't see him get porked in the ass, but I saw it.
I didn't watch the whole thing. Yeah, I only saw the first episode.
I saw 3 out of 4 because I have a girlfriend, so she wanted to watch it.
And yeah, but remember we already seen that shit. Did remember we? That? Yeah, that was on. Remember that Pizzagate thing I made you watch? That was on there. Not Drake Bell, but the guy who did it, Brian Peck. That, remember that was on there.
Yeah, however, the thing
so
was...
to me, it was not really new. I was like, ah, oh, it's kind of
well,
boring.
Well, no, but apparently it was unknown that it was Drake Bell that...
Yes, yeah, yeah, that part. I think that was... But we knew that guy went to jail for it and then got rehired.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. That one was not in my memory bank at the time of me watching that documentary the
dude,
other day.
Dude, I
totally
forgot. Remembered
I was like, I don't remember.
The only reason that stuck out to me is because he was always the guy at the end of all that. And he'd have like a plate of like cannolis or pickles or something. Pickles. Yeah. They'd always be, yeah, he was a pickle guy. So it always stuck out. I was like, dude, the pickle guy is a fucking pedophile. My whole life I've been watching this guy.
It makes sense, by the way, that the pickle guy is a pedophile. Yeah. Well, I don't understand why people like.
I didn't know he literally fucked the kid in the ass. Well, yeah, I thought true. He just like, well, for some reason, I must be innocent enough.
Let's be fair, Drake was a teenager. Here's the thing I don't understand.
Oh, I don't know how old he was.
I have no
idea. I didn't watch that part.
I think he was like 14 or 15. I don't fucking know. I felt bad, though, for like the dad.
Yeah, that's different. That's not pedophile, but still.
I felt bad for the dad because like, oh, I feel like all the dad wanted to do was watch the Chicago Bears game with his son. And then his son just goes to Hollywood and gets fucked in the ass. It's like, God damn it. I just wanted.
Yeah, that's rough. It really took the heat off Dan Schneider, though.
Yeah, Dan Schneider's probably like, well, at least I'm not a fucking pedophile. Oh, that's God. What I wanted to say, dude. Like the thing that I don't understand is when people get like, I know this is fucked up, but like when people get shocked about this, it's like, dude, like if they're people who are pedophiles or like attracted to children, they're gonna try to get a position within a field that there's a ton of children around. So, like, when people go, did you hear that this teacher, did you hear that this youth pastor, did you hear that this
person? Oh, my God, that's, like, the worst place.
It's like Willy Wonka land for these guys. Like, are you kidding? Like, where? What do you think? Like, they're going to become a corrections officer? That, like, that's where all the kids are? Like, no, dude, they're going to try to get a job where there's a trillion fucking
kids. Where they're hiring the hottest kids in the world.
It's like lions hunting for a calf. They're not going to go where there's no baby calves and no water. They're going to try to, you know, find a place where there's a bunch of fucking babies running around.
There's hot kids.
Dude, I made this
little
joke.
Child models.
Yeah. I made this unoriginal joke a couple times, but like when I didn't see the final episode. I like, we went to bed and then I was gone and she saw the final episode by herself. But I told her, I was like, oh, did anything happen in like the episode 4, like about Josh Peck or anything? And she goes, no. I'm like, oh, I kind of feel bad. That basically means like all the pedophiles unanimously were like, nah, not you. you're not for us. We want a nicer looking child.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, it was only that one guy who was probably gay, you know?
There's two, apparently. There's a first one, and then that pickle guy. Who knows, dude? I wasn't fucking that. I have no idea. And then that was the thing that, like, so supposedly, I didn't see the 14th episode, but supposedly, like, the Peck guy or whatever got a very small sentence in prison and or jail or something. And in my mind, I'm like, well, it's... I guess in the documentary, it's relayed because they had a really good legal team, which, all right, that could be the case. Could also be the case that maybe it wasn't as bad. I don't know. I have no idea. This is not a fucking, I'm not a defense attorney. I just don't know.
Yeah, I saw like the first episode and I thought it was dumb.
Oh, I knew.
It was all shit I knew. And then they were also trying to like, for like half of that first episode, they were like pushing these weird like agendas where it's like you don't need to make this guy look any worse. Like,
oh, dude,
yeah, he literally made like kids like put shit on their feet and stuff, and they're like, yeah, but in the writer's room, he was kind of sexist. It's like, yeah.
No, dude, leave it to fucking white women to be like, oh, what about us? Not only were their kids getting fucked in the ass, but he didn't like my script. It's like,
girl complaining she didn't get her own show and mad at Amanda Bynes. Like, are we really like playing this angle right now? Like, go back to the kid touching. What the fuck is this?
Not only did Drake Bell get fucked in the ass repeatedly for months, maybe a year plus, but I was getting paid a little less than I should have gotten paid. Yeah. It's like, okay, hey, lady, why don't you take your shitty jokes and go to the back of the line? All right? We'll deal with you later.
Dude, that just kind of weird.
That's like a doctor like trying to revive someone who was just drowning, and then someone coming up with a splinter in their toe, like, hey, get a body!
Yeah.
What about me? This affects
a little. You can't just dump the serious shit and then all of a sudden go back to like these petty, like, oh my god, he was a showrunner, so he could fire you if he wanted. Like, okay. What the fuck does it have to do with anything?
Here's the thing. I get it. Like, I get like people complaining. Like, everyone's allowed to complain. It's just funny that like it's like, hey, this is the whole thing though with series. It's like, this doesn't have to be a series. Just make this an hour and a half documentary. You don't need all this filler.
So much.
Just fucking talk about the two people that literally got in trouble, like legally in trouble for touching kids.
Yes.
In Nickelodeon. Like that.
And also talk to the people that, like, when they were having people on who were, like, part of the show or part of the staff, it's like, okay, cool. And then they just cut to these, like, fat women journalists. It's like, why am I listening to this person who wasn't even there? Like, why are you in this documentary? You're not part of this at all. You're just giving your opinion on something you know nothing, you know as much as me about. You fucking idiot.
Did
we ever hear from Amanda Bynes, too?
No, well, dude,
talking dirty on Amanda Bynes.
Like, no, they weren't talking dirty.
Got her show because she was his favorite. It's like, dude, I watched that.
Oh, you think they were being a little jelly?
Yes, dude, I watched the show as a kid. She was clearly, like, one of the most talented people on that. It made sense she got her own show. Like, she was one of the best people in all that. Like, it wasn't even close.
Oh, so wait, do you
think... I don't think she was just, like...
I have a question.
She got her own show because Dan liked her. I think he saw the talent.
And I have a legit question. Do you think that... Because there was times during that thing, that documentary... I honestly feel weird calling these things documentaries because they don't really feel like documentaries. I'm not going to lie. I'm not saying... what happened was good or bad. It does feel a little bit like hit pieces, honestly. It does.
Right.
They feel
right,
like hit pieces. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a hit, like you're trying to hit someone that does or doesn't deserve it. It just doesn't feel like a documentary. Like when I watch a nature documentary, 8 times out of 10, it feels like an actual fucking documentary.
Yeah, they're not shitting on the bears the whole time. Like, yeah. The bears are fucking gay. It's like, just show me what the bear eats.
Right. Yeah, it's eating salmon. It swims. It hibernates. It shits. Don't get close to it. If it's brown, lie down. Like, it's not that fucking... And then the male bears were making jokes behind the female bear's back. And then, all right, so... Oh, what I was going to say is, do you think when they were... Do you think either consciously or subconsciously, when some of the people are like, well, you know, Amanda Bynes was alone with Dan quite a lot. Do you think not only they were implying that maybe Dan was doing something, you know, gross with her. Do you think they also say that kind of stuff to, in a way, bring Amanda Bynes down? Or am I thinking too much into it?
No, I think it could. I got that vibe definitely to bring her down from some of the people. But I also do think, like, I do think Dan is, like, I think he just didn't get caught, but I think he's into some, he probably did some weird shit. So I wouldn't be shocked, but also I think they were just hating on Amanda Bynes, bro. Because they interviewed that girl who was supposed to be, like, the next Amanda Bynes, and she was all, like, fucking,
I don't even know who
to this day she's still butthurt.
Yeah, it's like not for nothing. If you had some talent, you'd
be... Yeah, not for nothing. I watched the show my whole childhood. I don't even know who the fuck you are. So obviously you weren't that memorable, yeah. Lady. But
if literally there's a guy that tells you how much he loves orange soda is more memorable than you. I mean, obviously you didn't get through the filter.
Yeah, it's literally Hollywood. I mean, it's the place where like. Jealousy is at an all-time high. Like, everyone's vying for, even the writers, like, the things the writers were saying, half of the shit was just like, oh, that just sounds like he's joking. Like, it sounds like he's an autistic guy running a kid show, and he probably just said some jokes.
Well, dude, the thing that...
20 years later, you're saying you're offended by now.
We've talked about this before. I always just... It's like, dude, at the end of the day, like, your anger towards this comes from, like, a root of not purity, if that makes any sense. It's like... Oh, it's my dream to be a writer, like for a kid's show. And it's like, that's like what?
Yeah.
It's a grimy fucking business that relies on fame and money. Like those are two things that I don't think deep down you should actually want. You shouldn't like, it's not a good thing to want like fame and money and to have like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like people come from a place of, I don't know. This just seems weird to like get upset that I can't make, if I don't do this, I'm going to get blacklisted. It's like, I understand you being upset. However, I feel like deep down you should be okay getting blacklisted from an entity that's like evil in its core. Does that make sense? Like, why would you want to be part of that group? Like, do your own fucking shit. And it's like, yeah, but then I won't be able to showcase it to enough people. It's like, well, then now you're just upset because you're not as famous as you want to be. And it's like, well, that's just lame. Like, dude, like fucking, oh no, you're not like, what kind of ego do you have that you think that you have this God-given right to be as famous as you want to be? Like, I don't, like, it's just silly.
Yeah, it is really weird. It's a weird business.
Oh, it's insane.
Especially back then when there was, that's all it was. There was no like internet yet.
Yeah, it's funny. Like part of me is like, wait, was it really that bad? And then I'm like, oh shit, this is like the 90s and early.
Yeah, there's no smartphones, no internet, no nothing. No, still like
reallivegore.com or whatever those fucking sites were. Stickdeath.com. Like, it's fucking.
Yeah. It's fucking. It's funny though, because Drake Bell had the fucking greatest comeback arc of all time. Like,
didn't remember, he touch like
two
kids?
Years ago, everyone was shitting on him. I don't know what he did. I don't think he really actually did anything, but everyone was making fun of him because his, like, court thing got leaked from Zoom.
the memes of, like,
oh, they were it so
transitioning
good.
From a Drake and Josh clip to him apologizing for the... Oh, my God.
It was a full, like, two-month time period during the pandemic where everyone was just shitting on that guy for being a pedophile. We're all just...
And now all of a sudden, like, people are like, you know, I feel bad for you, you know, this, and this happens. It happens to this kind of person, and then that person does it to someone when they get older. It's like, yeah. Like, I guess I feel bad for him now. No, dude, I actually, for the past couple weeks now, or the past week, because at one point in that third episode, he does this thing. He crosses his legs and goes, imagine the worst thing that someone could do to you.
And is that what he said?
Yeah, and like something like that. He goes, and that's what happened. And I now, every time like me and my girl have like an argument or like I just cross my legs and go, imagine the worst. Like, he's like, why didn't you do the dishes? Imagine the worst thing that you could possibly say to me right now. And that's what you like. I'll just like make this like dumb joke that's parodying. I don't know how to
that's
say
it. That's hilarious.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to. It's just.
Because in my mind, if I didn't watch that part, but if I did, I would have been like, I'm so innocent that anytime I hear of like pedophilia stuff, I always think just like diddling. So I would have been like, oh, you like played with your dick or something. It's like, no, he literally fucked him in the butt.
I think there was objects involved.
Oh my God. Yeah, and you said he was 15?
I think he was a early teenager. I don't know.
Why didn't he say no? You're a teenager. You got some fight, you know, some... I've seen teenagers beat up grown men. Like,
Giannis, she was wearing a skirt. She didn't say nothing. By the way, if I'm 15, like, get the fuck.
If I'm 15, there's no chance.
Not in a good. I know. It's like, oh, that's easy for you to say, dude.
No,
not a chance.
Zero chance. The pickle guy from all that. I mean, I'm not saying I'd win in the fight, but I'd fight. I'd put up a fight. There'd be
Isn't the pickle guy? Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. There'd be a scuffle where like he wouldn't be able to show his face the next day, or else they're gonna be like, well, what happened to you?
Yeah. And then I would run out of the room screaming, either before, during, or after he raped me, saying this guy just fucked me in the butt. Like, I wouldn't quietly go to my dad and be like, you know, the fucking.
Yeah, I wouldn't go like, all right, time to go on set.
No, I'd come back with a hatchet and fucking hit him in the neck. Maybe Drake's gay though. Is that a possibility?
Wow.
But if he is gay, then that changes everything.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're just in court going, yeah. How does it change anything?
You think?
If
he's a young adult and then he's also that also could be a thing of where it was like they were.
Well, it's different.
It was kind of consensual, you know.
I get what you're saying. Like if he agreed on it, because then at that point it becomes just statutory, right?
Is
that
right? Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Based on what I was now again, it's all he said, she said. It's all about the he said, she said.
Based on what I was watching, he just crashed through the wall with a fucking chainsaw. What? I'm gonna rip you in the butt.
that's literally based on what he was telling. It sounded like this guy had a clown mask on him and a lightsaber. Like it didn't seem consensual at all.
It wasn't like I was confused. It's like, no, this dude fucking hit me with a tire iron. Dragged me into a bush.
You know, it's 40.
That's horrible.
It's almost 44 minutes into this show. And it's really starting to hit me on why no one listens to this fucking show. Yeah, look at the shit we've talked about. We've talked about Special Olympics, Paralympics, making jokes nonstop about that. And now literally crying about the pickle guy coming in with a chainsaw to rape Drake Bell. We're not good people. I hope you know that. We're not even close.
No, we're not. Here's the thing.
We are bad people.
But here's the thing. It's funny. All right. No, because we know it's horrific. Do we have to sit here and say, yeah, this is terrible. And he's lucky that guy didn't get fucking killed. If I was a dad, I would have killed him. I mean.
Yeah. Oh,
like, legitimately, yeah, I would have killed him.
Dude, so...
Well, like held him in my basement for like 3 years and tortured him or something. There would be some get back.
Real quick, do you know what Christian Science is?
Christian Science?
Yeah, do you know what that is?
No. It sounds, I can kind of guess.
Well, yeah, I know you think, but let's just, they're the type of people that don't do the whole, like, don't do medicine, don't go to doctors, like, da-da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, right?
That kind of people.
All right, well, here's the thing, though. Apparently, this caretaker was watching over this kid one day, and the caretaker was Christian Science, and the kid had, like, a really bad, like, thing going on, and because it was the kid wasn't brought to a doctor, the kid died, right? And the father was like obviously like pissed. So I forget. I was
like, watching, what was it though? What happened? What was the kid have?
I don't know. Let's just see. It could have been diabetes. Like if it's not true, you know, if you're not getting insulin shots, you could die.
So, no, I know, but it depends. Like if it was like a scrape that got infected and then he died, or if he had like literally a rod through his head.
It was something that like if you went to a doctor like a day earlier, he probably would have survived.
So it was like a scratch or something.
Yeah, it was definitely something. No, it was not like he got hit by a car. No, it was just a regular ailment. So, dude, it's because you made me think of this. So, like, years go by, and the father goes to the caretaker and shoots him because he was going to murder him. And.
Oh, it was a guy caretaker?
I think so. I think, yeah, it was a guy.
That's already sus.
So
I'm not taking my kid to
the whole
to
reason. The whole reason I'm telling this story is just because of this one quick like thing. I'm getting the details probably a little fucked up, but basically 10, 20 years go by. He goes to kill the caretaker because he's been living with this for like 10, 20 years of his son dying under this person, shoots the person. The guy doesn't die, goes to court, and the court finds the father not guilty because it's like, yeah, fuck you. You made this guy's kid died. And the whole time me thinking about this is like, yeah, 10 to 20 years, the plot killing this guy and you shot him and you missed.
Yeah.
Like what
do you
fuck?
Mean? He didn't die.
Dude, the whole time. I'm like, wait, this guy didn't die. Like, how do you fuck mean? This up?
Yeah. If the follow through, if you actually broke in and shot this guy at that point, kill him. I was
gobsmacked. It's like, dude, the court probably like found him not guilty because they felt bad. They were embarrassed for the guy. It's like, dude, like, Jesus.
That's a guy who can't commit.
But no, it made me think of like the whole, like, yeah, if you're the dude's father, like, how do you, and you hear that story, it's like, how do you not just go, what, like, what, how do you not, I don't know. I guess it's easy for us
15,
to say.
15, I'd sit him down and I'd be like, all right. Are you gay? You can tell me the truth. And then if he was like,
hold on real quick. I understand what you're saying, but supposedly the father didn't find out until long after it happened.
Oh, so he didn't, he told him like a year.
Dude, I swear to God, I'm watching this documentary. The peck guy gets busted for pedophilia. Drake is on the phone.
Like a separate thing?
No. For the Drake case. However, it wasn't public that Drake got was the kid that got diddled. And Drake, I swear to God, watch this. Just at least
so
watch
he was trying to hide it from his family.
Not only hide it, not Jeb. It was one of the most heartbreaking things I ever heard in my life. The father is telling the story where he's on the phone with my son, and he goes, Drake, I knew it. I knew there was something up with that guy. I'm just so glad it wasn't you.
Oh,
and I'm over here like, no, I'm fucking, dude, if there was ever a scene that would make me cry, it'd be that. I was so heartbroken for this goddamn father.
Yeah, that sucks.
And that call, so I think if
I knew I raised you right,
yeah, so. You did pretty much.
And dude, I taught you well.
And on that call, I think Drake, like, I can't tell my father now. I'm just like, yeah,
like, please buy that kid a card, say something nice.
Oh, my God,
everyone has good parents out here.
That was gut wrenching.
Just like, Dad, I'm gay. That sucks, dude. Good for you know what? Good for Drake, though, for actually like. Turning them in, because I feel like a lot of kids probably are too afraid.
Again, this is all he said, she said stuff. Supposedly,
well, no, it's not. He got convicted and went to jail, didn't he?
Well, yeah, the prison, you know, sometimes the justice system isn't always 100%, but also that's not what I was talking about. Dude, there's literally people.
You think Drake Bell would have lied about that? That's no, a weird thing to lie about.
There's people that go to prison based on forensic evidence that has like a
I understand that.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
But by the nature of this crime, I'm saying it's like, I don't know. I'm tempted to believe kid is saying you're fucked in the butt by a guy.
If I'm a betting man, if he did it, if like, no story ever came out and you were
there's
to ask
zero
me,
reason for him to lie about
if
this.
If no story ever came out and you were to ask me, hey, do you think Pickle Guy fucked a bunch of kids? I'd be like, yes, of course Pickle Guy fucked a bunch of kids. What? The pickle guy that like looks like a pedophile on Nickelodeon, like yes, dude, yes, yes, he was fucking all the kids. Apparently the way it was found out was Drake was at his girlfriend's house, and that guy just kept calling him on the cell phone to hang out. The pickle guy. What?
Was this before? This was after he raped him?
Yes. This is like during. This is during. Like,
what do you mean during? There's no during.
He
was at his girlfriend's house.
He fucked him multiple times, supposedly.
Oh. Okay, I thought it was he came through with a chainsaw.
Or did sexually illegal things with him multiple times.
Oh, so this was like an ongoing thing.
It was an ongoing thing. So at one point when they weren't together and Drake's at this girlfriend's house with the girlfriend's mom there, what's the guy's name? Pickle Guy?
Brian Peck.
Brian Peck. How do you remember? I'm going to just call him Pickle Guy.
He wasn't related to Josh Peck, which is oddly enough, you know?
He keeps calling his...
Pizzagate. I learned that from Pizzagate. Everyone,
what is Pizzagate? Is that the
video we watched?
No, I know, but is that the Mouthy Buddha one?
Yes.
You want to talk about a fucking guy who leans one way? Anyways,
I know, but his documentary was so much better than this one, this gay one.
Yeah, but it wasn't good. Better is one thing. Good is another.
It was good.
It wasn't good, Jem.
You said it. You liked it.
I said it was, if I'm...
He had good music. There weren't any fat journalists.
Mid.
Nah, it was good. I think it was put together a lot better than this one.
Here's what put me down on it.
This one sucks.
Because you say it doesn't have fat journalists, but it did have someone who's egotistical. Like,
right, I mean,
a mouthy...
That's everyone who makes a documentary.
Yeah, but you could be more or less. And it's like, a Mouthy Buddha picture. It's like, all right, easy, Spielberg. Like, you're showing a bunch of fucking pictures with a Ken Burns transition. Like, let's not act like we're fucking crushing it over here.
No, fair. I mean, I didn't say he was fucking, you know, I didn't say he was Tarantino. I'm just saying
it sounds like you're saying he's kind of Tarantino.
We both sat down and watched
Pulp Fiction
a video he made
or
for an
Pizzagate.
Hour.
What's better?
What's that?
Pulp Fiction or Pizzagate? What do you watch?
Pizzagate. I'll honestly say Pizzagate. I'm not the biggest fan of
Reservoir Dogs or Pizzagate.
Pizzagate. I'm not a big fan of Reservoir Dogs either.
What's one of your favorite Tarantino movies?
Hateful Eight is my favorite from him.
What's your second favorite?
I haven't seen a lot.
Schindler's List or Pizzagate?
Not a big fan of Schindler's List.
Shawshank Redemption or Pizzagate?
Never seen the whole movie.
The Green Mile or Pizzagate?
Never seen it.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas or Pizzagate?
Never seen it, but everyone talks about it, so it has to be overrated because no one shuts up about that stupid fucking Hunter S. Thompson Gaylord.
Goodfellas or Pizzagate?
Pizzagate.
Casino or Pizzagate?
Never seen it.
Wolf of Wall Street or Pizzagate?
I mean, what are we doing? And Wolf of Wall Street's a great movie. That's a great movie, dude. I love that movie.
All right, we went through, I think, 10 and 3 or 4 directors.
Right, Wolf of Wall Street is also overrated, though, but it is also a great movie.
It is so weird because I do think it's overrated. There's something about it that, like, it's good, but it does... I don't know. You're right. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know
what people act like it's one of the best movies ever made, which it's not, but it is amazing. It is a great movie. And
you know
I've
what
seen
it is? I feel like it got more popular as the years have gone on. I feel like the first year or two it was out, people were like, yeah, good. You know, it exists. It's there. And then as the years go on, like people gravitated towards it more and more.
Yeah. Talk about it more. There's memes. There's a whole thing lore about it.
Yeah.
It is a great movie, though.
I think it also helped that the guy that it was based on also like became like popular again and then started doing like public things and podcasts and interviews and shit.
Yeah, that's true. The Jordan Belfort, whatever.
Whose face looks fucking weird. Oh my God. His eyes are like melting into his ears.
Yeah. Yeah. he's a weird looking guy.
Yeah, dude. And by the way,
he was definitely like punching the air when he heard Leonardo DiCaprio's playing him. He was literally like, he called his fucking whole family. Was like, "Hey guys, I got a guy who doesn't have a squish square face."
You want to talk about a guy who 100% is a good salesman on the phone? Because if I saw that guy in real life, I'd get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, I'm not car salesman of the year. I'm not fucking doing this shit.
Well, dude, that's how good that movie is. Is like watching it, I'm like, dude, this looks like the best job ever. Meanwhile, it's like I could never do that job. No, but like he makes it look so fun, and plus the time period,
fun and easy. But then in real life, you hear a trillion no's. It just makes you want to pull your fuck. And then the yeses you get are convoluted. It makes you want to put a bullet in your head. Yeah. You know what it is, though? When you get that one yes, it actually is.
Oh,
yes.
It must be amazing.
Oh, it's, oh my God, it's orgasmic. It's, oh. All
right, we're paying the fucking bills this month. Yeah.
Mama's got a new pair of boots.
But yeah, Pizzagate's a good film. All right, everyone,
it's
watch
a film.
It.
Film, he says. It's a YouTube video, Jim.
I know, but here's the thing: these days I prefer YouTube documentaries to.
I do, because
actual made ones.
The ones on TV, these streaming networks are so bad. Ugh. They make the old VHS ones like that's so 80s look like fucking look like Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. Yeah. Even nature documentaries are gay now.
Some of them are.
They're always like, look at the polar bear swimming in no ice. It's dirty.
Gas everywhere. Yeah,
it's like, dude, all right, I get it. Yeah. Global warming. Can I sit down and watch a raccoon fuck for like 2 minutes? I don't give a fuck about your goddamn agenda. I need paper straws.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude, like they do that. Again, you're right. It gets annoying. It's like, come on, dude. Like, just fucking. It's because you know what it is? One thing that helps with sports is because with sports, right? When the action on the field or the court isn't happening, there will be people with their agenda wanting you to watch their agenda. But when the thing on the field is happening, you don't see or hear that anymore. So that is one cool thing. Like it's literally a mute point. It's 0% out of the picture. But if you're watching a nature documentary and then that happens, it's like, okay, well, I guess I got
it immediately takes you out. You're like,
I got to listen to this for fucking 2 minutes. Cool. Yeah. I get it. And I understand. It's like, well, this is a part of it. This is part. It's like, no, I get it. It's just that imagine you watching 10 movies in 10 days, right? Like you watch a movie a day. And for some reason, in every single movie at the hour and 15 minute mark, the same scene with the same exact, with different actors, but the same scene happens for 2 minutes. Would you get tired of that scene maybe 3 or 4 movies in, or would you go, oh, you know what? This is such a great scene. I'd like to see it in the next 6 to 7 upcoming films.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You'd get tired of it because it's boring and annoying at that point.
Just repetitive.
It's very repetitive. Which also, by the way, nature documentaries are very, it's like, we get it. Orca whales kill things. Polar bears eat things.
That's also it.
There's only so much world you can cover.
It's so true, dude. That's also because the BBC came out with a new one, like I think like last year, the year before, and it's the same shit. It's the tigers. We've seen it's all the greatest hits. It's like go find a new animal. You know? It's always the same fucking.
I think the real reason we're trying to cultivate Mars is just so we can make new nature documentaries.
It's true. The BBC's how many times can you watch a cheetah?
I hope we get a fucking Tesla on Mars, man. Once we get that, we gotta get so much footage.
We'll never go to Mars.
We probably, maybe not in our lifetime.
Definitely not in our lifetimes, but I don't think in general we're ever going.
You know what's going to suck, though? We're going to be old, and there's going to be, like, AI porn that's, like, 10 times better than the real-life porn that we see. But we're going to be so old, we're not going to know, like, how to access it. We're not only going to be so old to not access it. We're going to be, like, the old people that are like, oh, what's the – that's not even, like – interesting, you know, like
yeah we will be above it, we'll
even though like, if we were 20 or 30 at that time, we'd be like, wow, you have no idea what you're missing out, this is the greatest,
not real. Back in my day, the kids these days,
back in
meanwhile
my day,
it's the best porn ever.
Back in my day, we jerked off to girls with a ton of Botox in their lips and fake tits and asses.
Yeah, dude, I wonder. I think that shit's coming faster than we think. I know everyone says that, and it's a gay thing.
Yeah, but man,
and
how
I really do.
How fast? Because, I mean, we're only getting older, really, man. Fast. What's like? What age do you think? What age do you think you're gonna be till you realize, I don't want to jerk off anymore?